Good morning, beloved, and thank you for welcoming me into your homes on this beautiful Friday morning and Friday's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Although with the passage of scripture that we have to read today, it's going to be more like an 8-Minute Journey. So hang in there with me. Today, we're going to be in Mark chapter 15, verses 1 through 41, and Jesus is questioned by Pilate, the Roman governor of Judea. Jesus is sentenced to death, and he's tortured, mocked, and nailed to a cross. At noon, the sky turns dark. 3 hours later, Jesus calls out to God and dies. And God's guiding word for us this week has been prayer. So let's go ahead and begin reading Mark chapter 15, beginning at verse 1. Early in the morning, the chief priests met hurriedly with the elders, the teachers of the law, and the whole council, and made their plans. They put Jesus in chains, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate questioned him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "So you say." The chief priests were accusing Jesus of many things, so Pilate questioned him again, "Aren't you going to answer? Listen to all their accusations." Again, Jesus refused to say a word, and Pilate was amazed. At every Passover festival, Pilate was in the habit of setting free any one prisoner the people asked for. At that time, a man named Barabbas was in prison with the rebels who had committed murder in the riot. When the crowd gathered and began to ask Pilate for the usual favor, he asked them, "Do you want me to set free for you the king of the Jews?" And he knew very well that the chief priests had handed Jesus over to him because they were jealous. But the chief priests stirred up the whole crowd to ask instead that Pilate set Barabbas free for them. And Pilate spoke again to the crowd, "What then do you want me to do with the one you call the king of the Jews?" They shouted back, "Crucify him!" "But what crime has he committed?" Pilate asked. They shouted all the louder, "Crucify him!" And Pilate wanted to please the crowd, so he set Barabbas free for them. Then he had Jesus whipped and handed him over to be crucified. The soldiers took Jesus inside the courtyard of the governor's palace and called together the rest of the company. They put a purple robe on Jesus and made a crown of many thorny branches and put it on his head. Then they began to salute him, "Long live the King of the Jews!" And they beat him over the head with a stick. They spat on him, fell on their knees, and bowed down to him. And when they had finished making fun of him, they took off the purple robe and put on his own clothes back on him. And then they led him out to crucify him. On the way, they met a man named Simon, who was coming into the city from the country, and the soldiers forced him to carry Jesus' cross. Simon was from Cyrene and was the father of Alexander and Rufus. They took Jesus to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. There they tried to give him wine mixed with a drug called myrrh, but Jesus would not drink it. Then they crucified him and divided his clothes among themselves, throwing dice to see who would get which piece of clothing. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. The notice of the accusation against him said, "King of the Jews." They also crucified 2 bandits with Jesus, one on his right and the other on his left. People passing by shook their heads and hurled insults at Jesus. "Aha! You were going to tear down the temple and build it back up in 3 days. Now come down from the cross and save yourself." In the same way, the chief priests and the teachers of the law made fun of Jesus, saying to one another, "He saved others, but he cannot save himself. Let us see the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down from the cross now, and we will believe in him." And the 2 who were crucified with Jesus also insulted him. At noon, the whole country was covered with darkness, which lasted for 3 hours. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud shout, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why did you abandon me?" And some of the people there heard him and said, "Listen, he's calling for Elijah." And one of them ran up with a sponge soaked in cheap wine, and he put it on the end of a stick. And then he held it up to Jesus' lips and said, "Wait, Let's see if Elijah is coming to bring him down from the cross. And then with a loud cry, Jesus died. The curtain hanging in the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The army officer who was standing there in front of the cross saw how Jesus had died. This man was really the Son of God, he said. Some of the women were there looking on from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of the younger James, and of Joseph and Salome. They had followed Jesus while he was in Galilee and had helped him. Many other women who had come to Jerusalem with him were there also. Key verse for today, today's key verse is Mark chapter 15, verse 39. The army officer who was standing there in front of the cross saw how Jesus had died. This man really was the Son of God, he said. Let us pray. Father, you sent your Son Jesus, who willingly offered his life for my sake, took my sin with him to the cross. As I look upon your loving sacrifice, I offer you my repentant heart and thank you for your undying love for me. Well, that brings our time today together to an end. Join me hopefully on Sunday morning where we will be meeting up at the chapel and have a wonderful time there, or perhaps you can join on the internet or on Facebook. If not then I will see you on Monday morning when we will be reading Mark chapter 15, verses 42 through 47, where Jesus is buried. But until then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.